fan figure, a man in him. There's eyes upon the secret ways you like to undo. Still he knows you will. But you will never. You make him sound like a rose, and his love will last forever. So he knows what you want, and what you don't like. Like a magic doll with its parts on my mind. We are dying laughter. This turn of watch jars is holding shiny light. I hope you have the gal, because you should have been there.
Oh, yeah. one smells that he was ready to kill. Dropped out the window cause he couldn't sit still. 3 hours wait over the safety nails. Don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about a misery dance? I wanna know about a misery dance. Why don't you show me cause I tried and I'm still with my body. Yeah, I'm not satisfied. When I don't know when the lights went out, I was trying to make you feel like it was never dimmed out. You thought that I knew when I thought that you told it was over, but we didn't know how to do it. Why don't you drum it out of this one dance? I wanna know how to this one dance. Why don't you show me if I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm still with my body. You didn't know how to do that. My hair foot front and right. You can see the species of man of magazine. I'm watching you through the game when you don't know what they mean. Why don't you tell me how to listen to dance? I wanna go back to listen to dance. Why don't you show me if I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm still with my body. You didn't know my heart, I'm not satisfied. You didn't know my heart, I'm not satisfied. You didn't know my heart, I'm not satisfied.
Songs all about love, all about sex and death and dancing, but not necessarily in that order. In my hand, I have a stout rod of black fog. and atop by a cane, a silver compass, and it's set on a true cause for a thrill ride to ecstasy. Now I have a question for you. Are you man or woman enough to spin this big wheel? I said, are you man or are you a woman enough to spin this big wheel? We're coming to get you. Now what we need is a guy from your place in the stars to your place in the stars. And oh my word, it's a girl, my lord. It's Katerina Valentina Valentine and tonight's Earl's Spinning Spinner. What is your name, young lady? Marilyn, come into the light here. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to be the first person up here to spin the spectacular spinning songbook. Now. That's it, that's it. I don't want to worry you, but these people's enjoyment of the next 5 minutes of their lives are entirely in your hands. Now, for those of you up there in the Imperial Circle, straining through your opera glasses, we're going to read off some of the titles on tonight's spectacular spinning songbook. Tonight on the spectacular spinning songbook, we have This Wheel's on Fire, Allison, Any Day I Write the Book, Deep Dark Truthful Mirror, What's Your Step, Accidents Will Happen, Country Darkness, Brilliant Mistake, and Shipbuilding. Whatever you spin, we play. Get a hold of that wheel, girl, and spin it for all you're worth. Come on, spin it for Holland. Around it goes, around it goes, where it's got to go. We don't know whether we're going to hear a happy song or a sad song or a tragic song or a song all about people dying in flaming ships. But because we wrote them, or I wrote them, or we stole them, we'll sing them for you anyway. This is a song called Shipbuilding. I wrote for a little while, If you went to court in shoes for the blind and a bicycle on the Mars birthday, it's just a rumor that will spread around town. But we're making children, soon we'll be shipbuilders. Dad, they're going to take me to town, but I'll be back by Christmas. Just a rumor that will spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in. The result of this shipbuilding, with all the well and the wild, diving for dear life, when we could be diving for power. telegram or a picture postcard. Within weeks they'll be reopened in the shipyard, and go to find the next again. Once again, it's all misguided. We will be shipbuilders.
Should you remind?
Spin up a purple jackpot title. We get to play 3 or 4 or 27 songs. All linked by a theme. We have numbers. We have happy. Which could lead us to Hilversum. We were very lucky. We have the King's Ransom. Songs from King of America and National Ransom. We have Imperial Chocolate. Delicious After Dark. And Crime and Punishment. We put up that one specially for Amsterdam. I think you know what I'm saying. So is there one particular song that you would like to hear from this wheel? Sorry.
Well, the purple ones or the colored ones?
Oh, your favorite is our lunch. Yeah. Why don't you go over where Caterina is and spin and let's see whether you get lucky. Round it goes, around it goes, where it stops, nobody knows. Oh no. Take a little seat here in the Society Lounge. It's a special Jubilee edition. We have the solid gold chairs, because we love our queen. God saves. Because tour is some money, you know. This is a song that is, tells a tale of a girl in the vaudeville who would fit right in here tonight. She had to leave home, just like me. She had to change her name. She appears every night in a sequin dress just like me.
It's
lot, she was walking with a sin of pride. Streets were filled with heaven's pants, girls full of suicide. Fell from grace on the near Arcadia. Sent you over a flash, you didn't hear on the radio. And the clubs and country clubs, never on a field. Reading the dances of something else you wanted to score.
Yeah.
said these glasses could catch on. What's your name, sir?
Campo.
Campo. Got strong shoulders on him. Close enough, was it? What was it? Close enough. I just call it anything. I'm not really. It's good to see you up here at the spectacular spin song. Take a look at this wheel. Just take it in for a moment. For those of you up in the Imperial Circle up there, you may not realize that it's actually 350 meters tall. It's just an optical illusion to look smaller. Just take it in for a moment, survey the hits on display. He's looking at it with a mixture of awe, and I think because of the color combination, some nausea. Is there one up there you'd like to hear? There is. He's not going to tell us, but there is one. He's keeping it a secret. You going to tell me? Riot Act. Okay. Well, Katarina will show you where to apply the grip. To the appliance. Spin it. Spin it for your wife. Spin it for home. So far. Don't worry, we have plenty of time. You're not going anywhere, are you? I got a very important date in a coffee shop somewhere, I know. We're going to do a song now. It's a sorrowful tale. It's called Condemned Man. Why? Then it would lose value. $150 worth of anybody's money, this guitar.
Just a sign you build, see you bruise. Got a noose that fits you hands, get out of the stairs.
Yeah.
spell on you. She gestured towards me as if this were maybe just somebody she had met on the way here. Are you on a first date? It's your 25th wedding anniversary. What could be better than that? Except 26. Because you know, we know here on the Spectacular Spinning Songbook, the wheel has the power of love. It's true. A couple came up here in Boston and a young man dropped to his knees and he plighted his troth and every other part of himself, and now they've got 6 kids. So, what is your name?
Sarah.
Stuart. Sarah and Stuart. I suspect you're not from around here. Where are you from?
UK.
Very, very fine cathedral town. We try not to mention that when we're in Denmark because they're over there, the longships burning down our monasteries all the time, okay? Tell me, if you think that this is the moment that you got to rededicate yourself, since I went into the ministry, I am allowed to officiate. But the thing I have to warn you, being your 25th wedding anniversary, and we wish you every good luck, if you're going to spin that wheel, there's some seriously fucking sad songs that make it curse for the next 25 years. You don't want one of those to be your song. So what say we give you a double spin for the occasion? What do you say? A double spin, sir. Come over here, gripping with a manly English grip. Oh, ladies first, I'm sorry. Sorry, forgetting my manners. It's the jubilee. It's gone to my head. Oh, yes, what a magnificent spin. The second spin. Spin it for Elizabeth. Round it goes, round it goes, round it goes, round one goes. La dum da ba, la dum da ba, la dum da ba. Well, come and sit down here in the Society Lounge. In the special Jubilee edition, we have champagne for you, of course. It's all right, it's not real champagne. We're not allowed to give you real champagne. And just behind you there is, of course, we've been tuning in the Jubilee coverage all day. That's actually as coherent as the BBC commentary was. It's a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Melts my heart. I particularly, my favorite moment of the concert last night, I think, was Shirley Bassey singing Diamonds Are Forever. In all of those crowns that you've got locked up in the Tower of London. God, I love Paul and Elton, Sir Paul and Sir Elton, but how could he overlook the opportunity to sing The Bitch Is Back? And I have to say, Live and Let Die for an 86-year-old Queen. Don't even get me started on Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
workers treading in through the right to refuse measure.
Of the Carnival and the Vaudeville into the spectacular spin song, but we usually at this point saw a lady in half. No volunteers? But tonight we're just, because we have the numbers jackpot come up, we're going to do my amazing mind trick. And so you're already engaging me, that's very, he's got that, he's actually a mind expert himself. Obviously mesmerizes this young hapless woman for 25 years, so it's like that. So, you have to think of a number between 1 and 5. That's not coming through, you have to tell me. Okay, 3. That's a good number.
We'll do some songs with numbers in them.
Oh no, just see what I've become. The whole father of my three sons. The whole father of my three sons.
After I was here last time, I saw his all round the corner in November. And I went the next day and went to London to see my father because he was very sick. And the next day I went on to Oslo and I got a call that said his wife had died at his side. And that's why the tour had to be cancelled. And so I appreciate those of you who sent me on my way that night because I had no idea what was going ahead of me. And it's very good to be back. And these guys, I want to thank them all from the stage. Pete and Steve and David. Everything is insane.
Jeff and Nathan and Minty and Tim and Dougie and Milo and Ronnie and all the drivers and all the people that got here. Thank you very much. A big shout out to Mr. Xavier that time. Mr. Xavier that time. On the drums. I said on the drums. Sheffield, England, Mr. Pete Thomas. Well, we know just one thing. We have a little secret that we'd like to share with you. We have among us somebody who's our constant inspiration. Each and every night she comes to the stage and she brings it. Tonight, here in the city of Amsterdam, we have a birthday girl. Will you please show your appreciation one more time for the former fellow superior of our lady of perpetual fortune, Miss Dixie Della Fonte. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Melissa. Dixie, oh Dixie. Happy birthday to you. You can open it up now. Show the good people. Come on, come on. Sure. on again. You think you're alone and you realize you're running out. You sit still on this few fire visited. Call it the justice, it's past the legal limit. Someone's scratching out the window while we're running. The murder tactics come to check it. Belong to the fairest one. Rendering you the worst about their daughters. This our fairest one. Deal it to the miracle to get you to stay. Oh, turn my little fingers to blow you away. Just like watching the detectives. Just like watching the detectives. Straight. We were in Aarhus and then we were in Hamburg, and a young lady came up. She implored me with her eyes to bring her up on the stage. At least that's the way I chose to interpret it. She came up here and she span the wheel and she danced a very decorous kind of, you know that word, decorous? Very kind of precise dance for about 30 seconds and then tried to run away. Sorry, we caught her. Dragged it back. Melissa is very good with the rugby tackle. And Katharina, well, we've had a few people get a little bit out of order on this tour. They've come on a little overexcited. Maybe one or two Canadian gentlemen who've maybe tried a Molson or two too many. And you know how very strong that beer is. Well, you know, she's in a sports outfit tonight, but usually she's in a beaded gown, and nobody likes to get their ass kicked by a girl in a beaded gown. So, we've reached that point in the show. What's your name, young lady?
Amory.
Amory, we've reached that point where I get to say the words that I long to say, and I'm going to say them for the last time in 2012. Katia, bring me my hammer. Because, not content with putting before you the show business model of the world, the spectacular spinning songbook, we have the second show business model of the world. Woo. The hammer of songs. Behold the hammer of songs. Admittedly, not as impressive in size. Although I have been told that doesn't matter. Now, this young lady is twirling that solid gold Jubilee hammer around as if it were a mere toy. As she strikes that brass plate and hits that solid platinum bell, she gets to choose any song from the spectacular spinning. Of course, along the way, she may stumble, she may stall, she may linger in the hits of tomorrow. Songs so great, we haven't written them yet. Or get about to the halfway point. To the ladies, excuse me, I think you know what we're saying. Or get right to the top of the charts, the ever popular Songs of Smear. Marie, wind it up and let it go. Oh, I'm coming out. Very take a look at this big spectacular spin songbook and choose any song you desire. And don't let these people influence you anyway.
Hold it. Go on, please. We have to respect the lady's wishes.
Fuck
you too, but I've got to be patient. At least take me out on a date first. Over this wheel and I see all these songs before me and I think my time must be coming because these are just like my friends.
Only some of them have betrayed me. We've still got many, many. We've got Riot Act, and we've got End of the World, and Peace, Love, and Understanding, and Living in Paradise, and Bedlam. And we've got one up here that's a little mysterious. It's called Cash. That's the one where you throw money on the stage. It's okay, you don't have to throw real money, because it's the fake money's worth just as much. But of course, it's a reference to somebody who we got to know back in the late 70s. I'm a little vague about exactly the year. It was 78 or 79. Because I can't remember, because I was trying to rid the world of alcohol by drinking it. But our good friend Nick Lowe, whose song we sang earlier on, he married into country music royalty. You probably know this. He married Colleen Carter. And suddenly, it was Christmas time, and the in-laws came to visit, as they sometimes do. Only in this case, the in-laws were June Carter and Johnny Cash. And not only that, John decided that Christmas Day would be a really good idea for all of his Nick's musician friends to gather together and record a gospel song in the spirit of Christmas. And our wives and girlfriends barred the door and forbade us to leave until we'd eaten every last scrap of turkey and mince pie. And we were too fucking fat to leave. So the session was postponed until Boxing Day. That's the day after Christmas in England, where you'll want to box up all your relations and ship them back to wherever they came from. I pulled up to the four-story Victorian terrace house. It was adjoined to other houses in a street in Shepherd's Bush, not an area previously associated with Johnny Cash, except among a few Irishmen. And I knocked on the door. I knocked twice. Door creaked open. And there, standing inside, filling the whole door frame, was an enormous figure in black. I suspected right away that it was Johnny Cash. Because he had a big belt buckle on that said J&C with a big eagle. And he offered a big hand that swallowed mine, and he said, "Oh, I'm Johnny Cash." And we went down to the cellar, and we recorded this song. And I'd like to tell you that it was a million-selling record, and Grammy winning, and famous all over the world. It was really shite. But him and Jim were very good to us when we went to Nashville in 1981 to record Almost Blue. They welcomed us up to the house, threw a big banquet for us. We looked at all the food we hadn't eaten for 9 days, for reasons that will remain mysterious. But we somehow managed to record a record in the inconvenient daylight hours between nightclubs. And they were very good to us. They took us all around this fantastic house they had on the lake in Hendersonville. John had pictures of himself with every president going back to Lincoln. And memorabilia, everything, and it was all so head-spinning, and we didn't know what we were doing there, or why we were even in Nashville, or what my name was. And there, standing on a shelf, was a little Sun 45 record. I grasped at this one thing. I said, "John, we've just cut that song of yours." And he picked it up, and he signed it to me, and gave it to me. And I carried it home. And I put it in a frame, and I put it on my wall. And 6 months later, they came to London again to visit. And June Carter said, "I'm really ticked off with Johnny Cash." And I thought I was hearing some dark secret about their relationship. She said, "He gave away the first thing that he ever gave to me." I was on a radio station with the Carter family in the 50s, and he came on. And he said, "Well, Miss June, when I brought on my new Sun 45 record, it's cry, cry, cry. I'm sorry." I mean, it was Tessie. He spoke a little like Elvis then. And I said, "Well, I would give it back to you, June, but it's signed to me, and people might talk." So we're going to play that song for you now. One, two, come on!
Try Then comes her flirtation, and
conversation with every listen to what I say, then you can take it away. Josephine, Josephine, cause I trade off Tennessee, put away all my codeine. Yeah, trade off Tennessee for some trade with Josephine.
Music halls all around, from Reno, Nevada to Hollywood, California to Hollywood, Florida. And believe me, there's no comparison. Charleston, South Carolina, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Dublin, Glasgow, Liverpool, Bournemouth, Aarhus, Hamburg, and finally Amsterdam. We tell ourselves that we're walking, treading in the footsteps of the greats. Some people you probably haven't even heard of. 4 billion greats like Tommy Trinder, Charlie Chester, Max Wall, Duran Duran. This here song is about a Jimmy Rogers impersonator. He's traveling the English music hall theatres. It's 1937, and the fog is rolling in. He's standing on a deserted train platform, and he reaches into his pocket, looking for money for a sandwich. And just like today, there's nothing in it. The pocket, that is. Third class ticket in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweed coat turned up against the fog. Slow coach is rolling over ma between the very membrane and approaches a wall. His tail print curling on a luncheon counter. Loose change rolling not the right amount. Forgotten man, indifferent nation. Waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy you counterfeited prairie lullaby in a colliery town. Your plastic fumble scheme of some stitched by Josephine is all you'll get now. Eyes going in and out of focus, mild embedded from tuberculosis. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. The sky is falling, Jim is standing in the rain. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go like this. Underneath the painted sky, she woke up and called him Charlie by mistake. And then in shame began to cry. Tarnished silver band peels off her frizz, and then warms their hands around the bridge. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally on. But you understand the rain. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant in glistening, your soft plaintive whistling in your one.
the drone. Now you're walking off to jeers. The lonely sound, the jingling spurs. The tulip blues and all my dears. Down at the Argyle, my abortivillions are blood sobriety. There's no place for half good cowboy in polite society. Forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform at the Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's Franklin Bonham, Jimmy's handling the rain. Somebody's calling you again. It's Franklin Bonham, Jimmy's standing in the rain.
Amazing shrinking guitar trick. Now, the last two songs mention a woman named Josephine. And I have to say that Josephine seems in history to be one of those names damned by fate. There's Napoleon's Josephine. And there's all kinds of scurrilous Josephines going around there, and I put one in A Slow Drive with Josephine and another in Jimmy Standing in the Rain. And yet, I have to question myself, because Josephine was my grandmother's second name. Mabel Josephine Veronica Jackson. And the woman was a saint. She really was, yeah. This is full of holy water. As I went back into the history books and found how in the world did I ever come to be spreading these rumors about Josephine, and then I found this song that I'd like to play to you. I think it kind of explains where it all comes from. I don't know who's present here. I don't know who's vice. I wouldn't know chop suey if it wasn't for the rice. When it comes to questions, I'll admit that I'm not too bright. But I know one thing for sure, and I'll bet my dough I'm right. Who is the meanest gal in town? Josephine. Who is the meanest gal around? Josephine. She's got the meanest style of walk ever known. And if you see her passing by, just leave her alone. She's got the meanest pair of eyes all over the place. And the meanest pair of hip-hipper rays. She doesn't do anything that's bad, but that's what makes me mad. Who is the meanest girl I've seen? Josephine, you've heard the chatter by Cleopatra, kept all the men around her in Desdemona, in her kimono, the night some fella found her in. Josephine could play Juliet to some Romeo, she'd let him climb up three flights or more. then cut the rope and let him go. Now this gal is the meanest gal who ever wore a hat. She's so mean, she wouldn't give fresh water to a cat. If love is a burning flame, that girl's an Eskimo. The whole world could answer yes, this girl would answer no. She is the meanest girl I've seen. Josephine, who is the meanest gal around? Josephine, she's got the meanest style I've all ever known. And if you see her passing on by, just leave her alone. She's got the meanest pair of eyes all ablaze, and the meanest pair of it pimple rays. She couldn't do anything that's bad, bad, but it's what makes her mad. She is the meanest girl I've seen. Josephine, she is the meanest queen I've seen. Josephine.
Thank you so much. You know, I was talking before and I got a little emotional. I thank you very much. It was a very difficult time that me and my brothers faced in the back end of last year when I couldn't be here. And I don't know whether any of you come over here from Eindhoven, but I'm going to be there in a couple of days' time picking up the tour that we didn't get to finish. But my father was a singer. And his father, a trumpet player before him, so it kind of runs in the family. And my dad was functionally colorblind. So he taught me a lot of really good things, because long before I was in music at all, he was on the radio. He was in a big dance band that were very popular in England in the 1950s and 60s. And he actually played on the Royal Command Performance, which was back when we used to like the Royal Family. And in 1963, the famous time when John Lennon said, all you people in the cheap seats can clap along and you up in the royal box can rattle your jewelry. My dad was actually on that show, and I was 9 years old, and I made him promise that he would come home with the Beatles autographs. Can you imagine how mortifying it was for a man of 35 to have to go up to the Beatles and ask them for their autograph? Anyway, he did. He came home with a sheet of airmail paper with all four signatures of the Beatles on it. And being 9 years old, I had an autograph book that was this big, and the sheet of paper was this big. So I carefully cut around all the names, cutting off the loop of the J of John while I was doing it. Stuck them in there. Later on, he went on to play in the workingmen's clubs in the north of England and Scotland and in Wales, back when there were working men. And this is where the colourblind bit came in, because a lot of the clubs up in Scotland were sectarian, and that meant they were either Catholic or Protestant. And you know all about that. We inherited it from you, you know. And he would be going on stage dressed very smartly, as he always was, and he'd have his waistcoat on, and the compere would say, "Wee man, are you going on in yon waistcoat?" And he said, "Yes." He says, "Are you planning on coming off?" Because he'd be about to walk out in an orange club wearing a green waistcoat, or wear a green waistcoat in an orange club, vice versa. Anyway, it was, like I said, it was a tough old road that my brothers and I had. They lost their mum, and then we lost our dad like 2 weeks later. So this is for him.
While Nat King Cole says, "Welcome to my world," you request some song, each sentimental fool. Yeah, it's the boss of heaven. If it boots in your bucket and it doesn't move his heaven. And I thought I heard the word your man's loose. I went to work and I wasted my breath. Outside there was a public execution. Inside he died a thousand deaths. And they pulled him out of the cold, cold ground. Pulled him out of the cold, cold ground.
I don't want nobody else. Thank you. Film is not that Avengers. Woo! What's your name?
Julia.
Julia. Oh, Julia. Just take a look at this big wheel. We've still got many jackpot times. We've still got Imperial Chocolate. We've still got New Lace Sleeves. We've still got Riot Act. We've still got This Wheel's on Fire. Peace, Love, and Understanding. Living in Paradise. No Particular Place to Go Beyond Belief. Motel Matches. Country Darkness. Accidents Will Happen. Good year for the roses, and I want you. Is there a song you would like to hear? She would like to hear Peace, Love, and Understanding. We would all like Peace, Love, and Understanding. It's just for the children of the new generation, as Nick Lowe so wisely said. And you know, we want to send that one out if it should come up to our queen, because we love our queen. Because tourists are money. That's what they tell me. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. And see, that woman, that poor woman has been trapped in the lap of luxury since her Nazi loving uncle gave up the crown. I'll never forget that. So, Julia, you know what I'm saying, 1936 was a good year. Fucking Olympics as well. Okay, spin that wheel, Julia. Round it goes, round it goes, where it stops, nobody knows. If you can't cheat, that's in that way. can you cheat?
Julia, you take a seat there in the society lounge, and Mr. Steve Nave is going to play us a massive big chord of C major. I would stay right off those drinks. I had 4 or 5 of those before we came out here, and now you all have heads like lizards.
Of course. You're on your heart between tenderness and blue. fuss. Know that you are chaos. You take generous spot. He says, will you please him? Jesus, my hell is this good thing that I got. I want to hear the song you dedicated tonight. Cause it's here, good it songs so on the front of it. When you stretch in your mind. Now that you are chaos, be a changing and a until the girls go home. sister's hand. Did you never shut? You never gave it the chance that I took. Send your body. Don't hope you brought it to the girls you're on. Is it out of the question between you and me? Is it pleasure or business? Or a bag of three? Nobody makes me sad like you. You I never met.
Just another round, so let's stay cold. Fire in the fair, and the that she chose.